Welcome to High Speed Philippians.
Uncle Tom, historians say the letter to the Philippians was written between 53 and 65 AD, while Paul was in prison. It seems like Paul was in prison a lot. Was Paul a good guy or a bad guy?
He was a good guy, Sarah. He just ran into a lot of people who didn't like what he had to say and tried to shut him up. But it didn't work. The Philippians said seeing Paul get thrown into jail when he was in their city. And instead of being afraid to say anything, he sang songs of praise to God, encouraged the other prisoners, and even prayed with his jailer to receive Christ into his life. Paul wrote a letter to the Christians at Philippi while he was in prison somewhere else, inspiring them to be joyful in tough times. The primary message in his letter to the Philippians is about love, courage, and peace in your heart. Paul encourages serving others, self-sacrifice, and counting on Christ as our guide. Paul shares the real joy of a Christian, no matter what life throws at him or her.
Can you imagine a person in prison being so joyful, so thankful, even when no one else is? How do you feel about someone like that?
The Apostle Paul, with a heart full of gratitude, experienced the deep peace of God even in difficult times. He knew Christ and found strength in him. Throughout history, Christian men and women like William Wilberforce, William and Charlotte Carey, Mother Teresa, and Chuck Colson helped end slave trading in England, change the culture of India through the gospel, serve the poorest of the poor, and inspire hurting prisoners and their kids to know the love of Jesus. Would you like to experience that kind of love, courage, and peace in your heart? Scripture quotations are taken from the Holy Bible New Living Translation, copyright 1996, 2004, 2007, by Tyndale House Foundation, used by permission of Tyndale House Publishers, Inc., Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60188. All rights reserved.